All right, so Will, they had documentation or they showed video of your brother, you know, catching alley-oops, being a nice ball player, and, you know, what his story is about. And you're a little bit younger than I am, but I remember my senior year, and like I said, I lived in the Chicago market and Milwaukee market, so I got the best of both worlds. But a sad moment happened my senior year, and you probably were still playing ball in elementary or junior high, when Ben Wilson got killed. How did that affect you? And was that during your brother's era too?
That was during my brother's era, man. But you gotta remember this at that time too. You're talking about what, 1981, 82?
84.
Matter of fact, that's right, because Ben Wilson was a year younger than Curtis. And man, first of all, a lot of people really don't understand the magnitude of that kid's popularity.
Right.
This was the pecking order of black celebrities in Chicago at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, Jesse Jackson, and Ben Wilson. that was the pecking order. And I mean, because Ben had done something that had been unheard of, and that was, you had a guy that put Chicago basketball not just on the map, but on a world stage. I mean, this kid, you know, we've seen him in high school. You know, I used to go to my brother's game. We used to see him play, and he was dominating and doing what he did. But you got to remember, Chicago kids wasn't getting the invites to the big camps and stuff like that. And Ben went out there, man, and all of a sudden Ben come back. They're saying Ben is the best player in the nation. So we're like, what? And, man, that just opened the door for all Chicago kids. So, you know, Ben became instant, and the hooping pecking order, it was Jordan. Who else was on the Bulls? It was Jordan and it was Ben Wilson, man. That's how huge Ben was. So when Ben, life was taken, man, the city went into mourning.
Yep.
It was almost as if, man, that everybody lost their brother, their cousin, their uncle, their nephew. In some way, everybody related to that one moment. And the city shut down. It shut down to honor that kid. I mean, man, we're talking about national news. I mean, the city literally mourned, and it hit all of us because it was a joke to our system that, because you got to remember at that point, because he was so popular, we deemed him untouchable.
Right.
So in a lot of ways, man, I think that even kind of opened the door that, you know, that Hooper pass, it wasn't completely dismissed, but I think that also opened the door too to one day how it is now. You don't get the Hooper pass like you used to. Because, you know, when we were playing, you know, if you balled, then that's what you did. You know, they wouldn't mess with you.
I remember you guys talking about that being mentioned in the film. I mean, that was a real thing where the games would not bother you if you played basketball.
Oh, yeah. If you played basketball, you were given a choice. Either you was going to ball or you were going to ball. And if you chose to play basketball, they let you go. Even to the point where, like when I was playing, if something was getting ready to go down, they'd say, "Hey, Will, you need to go. Will, listen, seriously, you need to go, man. It's about to go down." So you would get notification to get up out of there. And it didn't matter where you played at in the city of Chicago. You showed up, people knew who you were. Because they knew that's all you did. You played ball. So you literally had a Hooper's pass. You can go to anybody's neighborhood, play on anybody's court, and do what you do. Now, if you got into a scuffle, as they called it back in the day, that's because you was just dominating on the court and cats couldn't handle that. But the games did not come in and was like, "Hey, man, come be a part of what we're doing." Even if those who tried to do it and ball, they wouldn't. You had to do one or the other. Couldn't do both. You know, now that's changed. You know, man,